teeth. And there was nothing the Hobyars liked better than the taste of human flesh. On the edge of the great forest, there was a little white house made out of hemp stalks. It had four white walls, one white door, two white windows, a white ceiling, a white roof, a white chimney, and white smoke came out the top. And inside that little white house, there lived a little old woman who was so old she was bent like a banana. A little old man who was so old he was bent like a banana. And a little golden retriever with big brown eyes called the little dog Turpy. And every night, the little old woman and the little old man would go to bed. The sun would go down, the moon would come up, and through the forest would come the Hobyars on their big, brown, hairy feet, with their big, round, snotty noses, and their very, very, very sharp teeth. And in the moonlight, through the forest, they would sing their song.
Tip, tip, tipping on the top of our toes. Creep, creep, creeping while the night wind blows. Sneak, sneak, sneaking while the green grass grows. Eat up the little old woman. Eat up the little old man. Eat up the little old woman. Eat up the little old man. Eat up the little old woman. Eat up the little old man.
They would creep right up to the little white house made out of hemp stalks. They would put their big hairy fingers on the window.